patient is draped and prepped with endotracheal anesthesia and in the supine position. Preoperatively, the operative site has been marked on the chest while in a sitting position. Following the skin-sparing mastectomy by the oncology surgeon's team, the bilateral breast reconstruction was initiated by the plastics team. For this purpose, we started on the right side, but both sides were performed in exactly the same fashion. This course covers industrial hygiene practices and related OSHA regulations and procedures. Course topics include recognition, evaluation, and control of chemical, physical, biological, and ergonomic hazards. Upon course completion, students will have the ability to recognize basic industrial hygiene principles and practices and determine methods for hazard control and abatement. Craniopharyngioma is a rare, usually benign, slow-growing supracellular neoplasm. Embryologically, it develops from Rathke's pouch, an embryonic precursor of the anterior pituitary. It derives from nests of epithelium along the pituitary stalk, located within the supracellular diencephalic region. Good morning, Charlie. It's good to see you. I understand you're having some side effects, some stomach pains since you started the Ozempic. Tell me more about how you're feeling.
Yeah, I'm bloated and in a fair amount of pain on a regular basis.
Tell me a bit about your diet lately. Give me some examples of what you're eating on an average day and when. Plaintiffs have not shown any likelihood of success on the merits. Their lawsuit relies on speculation to assert novel claims of injury that are not cognizable under Article 3 and that place plaintiffs well outside the zone of interests protected by any relevant statute. Plaintiffs are attempting to challenge agency action long after the limitations period has expired and raising claims they did not exhaust with FDA.